Hey everyone, it's Ayana.
And this is Delilah.
And we're the non-corporate girls. Coming to you live from our stoop.
Yes.
This is outside.
We're outside recording and it's really muggy and
hot. It's fucking hot.
It is. It's like New York City, like,
I don't know,
stickiness.
Stickiness. But whatever.
It's episode 18.
Episode 18.
We just came out of the CCNYC 1 year anniversary party, which is the Collective Creative New York City. Happy anniversary to them.
Happy anniversary.
The event was so dope. It was so dope. At the Vinyl around 3rd Avenue and 14th Street.
Yes.
And the vibe was just so great. We reconnected with some people that we knew, met some new people. Yes. So the girl that I spoke about in our previous episode, I was gonna like set up something so that Ayana could meet her, and she was the one like working
checking
the event
in,
like
yeah.
checking us in, and Ayana got to meet her and we vibed and
she hung out with us,
and that Simone. Was cool.
And our girl Simone that we met from the first time we went to the CCNYC event, so that was cool to reconnect with her. We met a new friend, Vanessa. Vanessa's cool. We just over here connecting
and flourishing.
Yes.
Like the vibes are so dope.
Oh my god,
it was like a good night.
So like on a positive note slash a hustle spirit, we got a lot to talk to y'all about, right?
Yes, we do.
So the first thing we want to bring up is that we have, I guess we've locked in our guests for the first live episode, but I don't know if we should really say the name yet. I think we should kind of keep it in suspense.
But we do have two people locked in.
Two people.
Super excited. I'll give away as much as one person is a fashion designer and the other person works for Forbes.
Yeah.
I'll say that much.
Okay. That's cool. So, y'all just gotta keep tuning in because we're about to
It's getting better.
Yeah.
Better. Even for us, like each time, with each episode I get like more and more excited.
Yes.
Because literally I forgot who I was telling or like where I wrote it. I think it was in one of our Instagram posts. I was like listening to older episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, with each episode that passes, like you literally hear the growth.
Yes, you literally hear it. And I think, and yeah, you did post that in one of our posts. Yeah, we just, you know, we growing every day. Like, we raw in these streets, right? Like, we do every and anything we can to get these podcasts up. Like, and we just really do what we can. And we're always working on top of all that. Like, always working. Like, we had such a great time tonight, but we was working, like, setting up meetings. Like,
yes. And then also, like, we're recording for the second time in 1 week.
Yeah.
Because Ayana leaves to Cuba.
I leave for Cuba.
So we're making sure that we don't miss a week. So
yes. Y'all gotta pray for me. Let's pray I'll make it there and back.
You're
safely.
Gonna make it there and back. You have a wonderful time. I'm still gonna remain jealous. And I'm gonna hope that you get some Wi-Fi so that I can live vicariously.
Right. Big up to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So this event today was really great. And
how about yesterday's event?
Yesterday,
though?
Oh my god, yesterday's event was lit.
Yes.
So for those of you who follow us, you know, at Mimi Series and Boss Mag collaborated on an event, a fireside chat with founder from Rue 107, Marie Jean Baptiste. And she was so amazing.
She was so real. People asked some really, really good
questions,
myself included.
Us included.
Yeah, we both asked. And it was just like about her business, what mistakes she's made.
And she was super open about it, which was good because we have to learn from these things, you know.
Yeah,
and she's still learning too, you know.
She made like a costly mistake and
shared it with us, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were a lot of entrepreneurs in the room, obviously, and people took a lot of valuable information from her.
And you know, back to like our point about you thinking or people thinking like entrepreneurship is easy or like, you know, if I should be an entrepreneur, she was like, you know, if you think that it takes $20,000 to start a business, it really takes $60,000. Like, she's like, whatever number people think it takes, I say triple it, because starting a business, depending what type and including overhead and all these other things, like, you have to come out of pocket.
Yeah, you gotta spend money to make money. I think that's like the common rule. Like,
and also for you to even get investors or other people on board, they need to see that you're spending your own money, because it's like, how dare you try to ask for like any investment? It's like, what do you already put up?
Exactly. So that event was dope. You know, total shout out to so many people, Boss Mag. For
like, it was hard to kick. Like, we were kicking people out. Like, we had
people didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave. So we had it at Samsung headquarters. So big up to Samsung. Big up to Sweet Green for sponsoring the food. I want to give a shout out out to Peace, Love, and Soul, Brittany, for helping us curate this whole event.
It is beautiful.
Much, much love to my co-host, Delilah, because she's always on social grind, always keeping us updated, keeping the Insta stories lit, right? I want to give a shout out to my two interns.
I was going to say.
For miniseries that were fabulous.
I am in love.
They came through ready to work.
Yes.
So I appreciate that.
Ayana and Sierra.
Yes. Did I miss any sponsors? I don't think so. And of course, you know,
okay, did you say K2?
Oh, K2 Paint. Yeah. K2 Nail Paint. Kim from K2 Nail Paint. She was dope. Total sponsor. Oh, and Unapology, our cosmetic brand. So big up to all of them for really hooking us up. And the women in attendance were amazing. And this is just, you know, going to the event last night, going to the event today, it's just another reason why me and Delilah continue to do what we do. You know, we like connecting people. We like creating platforms so people can connect and empower each other.
Ayana was so excited, like, when she was seeing people, like, meeting, like, networking. She was like, oh, my God, people are networking. Like, I'm just so happy that people are, like, meeting each other. Like, she was like,
dope.
High off of it.
It was, and they didn't want to leave. And we were like, yeah, you don't got to go home, but you got to kind of get the hell out of here.
Yep, but it was great. It was a good vibe.
It was like, it gave us, like, life this week, I think, like, going to these two events. Yeah, so that's, like... So, I mean, I think that was all we have for a positive note and a hustler spirit. Did I miss anything? Yeah, so jumping into Off the Record. So there's a few things going on, I suppose. This weekend coming up is the BET Awards, right?
There was a BET nomination special going on.
Really?
Earlier. Yeah, it was like during the day I was at work.
I'm just like, you know, the BET Awards, like, I don't even understand. Like, people, I don't know how I feel about BET. Like, I feel like they never really come through properly with the BET Awards, but I still watch it just to see what's going to happen, but I'm never
people
surprised.
People been pleased with it the last 3 years. It'd be like a hit or miss, so.
I feel like everything, yeah. Okay, so I guess tune in.
Yeah, we'll tune in. See. We'll give it a chance.
Yeah, we'll
Whatever.
See what's going on.
On another note, like, the NBA draft was taking place these last couple of days. And a big deal was LaVar Ball. Like, he's the gentleman who is the father of Lonzo Ball, who is the young man who sells the sneaker for like $400 and something, and was just like making this whole big deal all over the press about like his son getting drafted to the Lakers and people giving him backlash because he doesn't let his son be and tries to make like all decisions on behalf of his son and like speaking first and whatever, but like at the end of the day, I felt it was like just good parenting and wanting the best for your child. And he actually got drafted number 2 pick for the Lakers.
That's impressive.
It's really cool. And his father's like, I knew this his whole life. This is what we aspired to. And
right.
So like it came true. And so that's dope for him. And also Cardi B covers the fader. She engineered the social media fame into reality. And made a popping career, a rap career from it, and
yo,
now she's
Cardi B,
to juggle everything.
I don't even
like she's getting blessed.
Like,
with, yeah,
I don't even like. Wow,
I love her.
Wow,
and Fader, Fader is dope. Like
yeah,
I was
like
first
Fader.
Introduced to
like Fader
and like South by Southwest. They have the whole Fader 4 and whatever.
Mm.
So that's a great look.
I think there are a lot of good like indie magazines out that like people don't really like fuck with. I mean, not that they don't fuck with, but like you know.
Yeah, they underground. So
yeah.
Like, you gotta know.
Right. And then, Grateful dropped today.
Yes.
DJ Khaled's album dropped.
And Little Assad in the cover.
Oh my God, so cute.
Assad is so
cute. I was like, he's so cute. And y'all already know, like, Wild Thoughts is like the hottest summer jam, apparently. Mm-hmm. So people are really into that.
And they didn't play at the event we were at.
They did not
and
play
Ayana
at the event we were at. I did request it, but they didn't play it. But it's
or
all
maybe
good.
We left before.
Maybe that would
came
suck.
To record.
That would suck if they didn't play it. But anyway, that's you know I'm all about that video. So yeah, anything else for Off the Record? It's kind of been like a slow week, I suppose.
I mean, we just recorded a couple of days ago as well.
Facts. All right. Well, moving right along. Hashtag obsessed with.
Yes, Ms. Vashti Cola.
Yes.
Speak on it.
So I'm like obsessed with Vashti. Like, I just think that she's so freaking dope. So she has a lot of things under her name. DJ, creative director, videographer, video producer, however you want to say it. She's a brand ambassador, fashion designer. I mean, she I don't even know what to say about her. And you know what? Like, she came, she like popped up in my Instagram feed with her Macy's commercial, and I was like, this.
Her campaigns are so cool.
They're so innovative.
Innovative, and like, she's always her. She is like,
so down to earth. Like, her sneakers, you know, she.
Her style is very funky.
It's very downtown. Downtown, that urban 90s.
And she's from Albany. And what's her background? Her nationality?
She's Caribbean. And she's just so, she's dope. So, we admire her hustle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I personally have never met her. Have you met her?
I've never met her, but I feel like the closest I felt to like being connected to her is that I've been following her on Snapchat, and she's been a little bit dormant on Snapchat. But like in the beginning, she was like always posting. And like she's
busy though.
She is busy, but even then she was busy. Like, she would share her skincare routine. She would like take us behind the scenes. Like, she would even share what her rider was. Like, her riders were insane. Like, it included like champagne. Like, she eats very, very healthy, so it would like have the like healthiest snacks ever. And just the people she rode with, they were like just so like with it. She's just cool.
She's
quirky.
She is. She's just so dope though. Like, I just admire her hustle. I love how she built her brand. And she's just, you know, she's just passionate about what she does.
She's dope.
She's really dope. And I'm really excited that we're seeing her a lot more. Like, mm-hmm. just with her campaigns and things going on. So, she's someone who's innovative and authentic and still getting like lots of play, you know, just being herself. We yep. respect that. So, and she's dropped it gorgeous on top of
she
that.
She is so pretty.
So, yeah, we like ride with Vashti. So, she is our hashtag obsessor. So, if you don't know who Vashti is, follow her because.
And she's a DJ. She's always.
DJ. Like, seriously, she's always popping.
Like, she's always at some event, like, spinning to.
Everywhere. Like, global. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, no, she is global, for sure.
All right, so that's hashtag obsessed with.
But this week.
Oh my God, we're like almost done.
Are we? No, I can't. Are we?
This is like the quickest taping we've ever. But I'm not upset at that. But I'm just saying, like, we just kind of like sped through. It's because we already talked about
these circumstances.
Oh shit! Can I just tell you guys, it's fucking hot out here.
No, it is.
Like I feel
shiny.
I'm shiny. I'm like a hot mess, but it's all good.
It
Thank
is.
God this is like a podcast, and like people can't like see us,
which is totally fine. Because it's funny too that one of the people that we locked in admitted to being very shy.
Yeah. So like, just so you guys know, just kind of giving you the lay of the land. We are planning on doing interviews with a few people on our podcast, as we mentioned, starting from episode 20, and we're probably gonna do a bi-weekly thing or monthly. We're still figuring out, and maybe a mix of both. And usually when we do them, we want the ideas to like incorporate some type of video, because you know, we're trying to get our website together, and this will be good for the website. However, with one of our live hashtags obsessed with, she is very shy, so we are considering doing hers as an audio,
and then moving forward with video.
Yeah, so we'll probably play around with it. I guess it depends on what the people want to do.
Right, because we want to keep like interviews bi-weekly to just maybe monthly.
Yeah,
only because we want prepping to have enough time,
exactly.
And also to give us enough time to find the next person we're gonna
to lock it in.
So we don't want it to rush through.
Yeah, we really want to...
We want to really do our research and ask some good questions. So make sure you guys submit questions. I mean, well...
Yes, let's talk about that. So how can you guys get in touch with us? Because, you know, we are semi-popping on Instagram. So semi-popping on Instagram. So here's where you can follow us.
We're not semi.
Okay, we're popping. We're popping on Instagram.
Yeah,
all right.
Come on.
So... But I'm declaring that we're popping on Instagram. Okay. So on Instagram, at non-corporate girls...
And then me at Miss Delilah C.
And myself at the_Aya_brand.
Yes.
And, you know, make sure you tag a friend, tell people we're on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Ooh, something else that's coming up that's totally, like, off the road. I'm over here, like, scrolling through Twitter. But Power comes out on Sunday.
Oh my god, yes,
you're not gonna miss it. You're gonna be here.
I'm gonna be here. No, Power comes on Sunday. Yes. I'm so excited. So Power was on Angie Martinez yesterday on The Breakfast Club.
Oh, tell me about
I mean, no, Angie Martinez, because The Breakfast Club's in the morning. But she was on Angie Martinez yesterday. They were on Angie Martinez.
The whole
cast? No, I don't. It wasn't the whole cast. I couldn't remember who from the cast was there because I was like in and out of working.
Okay.
So yes, I do listen to Power 105 at work. So yeah, but they were just talking about upcoming, you know, the upcoming season and what to expect, and it's gonna be lit.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm gonna be.
And you know, I'm still asking my question, like, is Lala dead? Because I don't. We didn't.
People
see her.
Don't know. People don't.
People
know.
Are like, yeah. People out. Are like saying no, though. I'm like, okay.
I think she's still involved. I think she still has an ongoing role.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
I'm excited for Sunday, though.
So yeah. So and then. Yeah, so that's...
Oh, and Sunday I'll be at picnic.
And yes, Delilah
I'll let you guys know about it next.
At Rosé Party, keeping it lit. Yes. So if you see her there, holla at her.
Yes, if you're at the Rosé Party. Well, this is not going to go up in time, actually, but no.
Okay, scratch that part. All right, so anyway, and then the last thing is please, please, please email us your thoughts, questions, anything that you want to access or contribute to noncorporategirls@gmail.com. Again, that is noncorporategirls@gmail.com. You know, we're always down for your questions. So before we wrap this up with our little, like, tangents that we just went off there, we got to get into Let's Talk About It because we do have a good question today.
We do have a good question.
So the question for the day is, how can you leverage your services for trade? And this was presented to us by Nate from Harlem.
Yes, and I thought it was a really good question.
Yes.
Because we're all about talking. We're all about, like, connections and collaborations, yeah. Right? And you don't always... And one thing that Charlamagne has said from The Breakfast Club is certain people don't see an opportunity unless a check is attached to it.
Right,
and you don't always want a check to be attached to anything. But at the same time, you don't want to devalue what you offer. So it's like, I think you have to be strategic in how you approach the situation and really be open in the conversation. For instance, in this situation, it seemed that the person wanted a DJing service and had a connection that would allow the DJ to move further in, you know, his DJing career.
Right.
But the thing is, like, do I charge this person or do I, you know...
Like, not charge them, give it to them for free with the hope that opportunities are going to come. Or do I charge them and give them a discount?
And I was like, it's a catch-22 because although you want to give something free, they could just get what they need. Because some people just think for themselves. They'll get what they need and they may not think of you for the next opportunity. They might go with another DJ, whatever. So, which is not the problem. But my thing is, like, don't shortchange yourself to try to, like, meet someone else's needs. And then, like, you, because I think at any point when you're bartering, both people need to benefit.
Yeah. That's fair exchange is not robbery.
So I think that that's how you have to approach it, so that you feel like you're not, you know, you still adding value to what you bring to the table, because, you know, it is a service at the end of the day that you're providing.
Exactly. And to piggy off of what you said, that at the end of the day, I think the most, the most important thing to remember is to be very clear in the ask. You know what I mean? And that's what it comes down to, because it's like, if you're thinking this is something that could be a potential opportunity, you should bring that up. You know, you want to make sure that this other person knows where you're at, whether you charge or not, knowing what you can provide for them. Because at the end of the day, if this is if there is an opportunity for future collaborations, then this person could continue to get discounts or maybe get it for free or whatever. Right. You know, we don't know what the future is gonna hold.
Because I'm in the business of, like, I'd rather it be like $100 10 times than $300 once.
Agreed.
And then I don't, like, you know what I'm saying?
Let's continue this.
Let's bring in these, secure all these
jobs. And I think from the story we got from Nate, it seems like this could be a really good opportunity for him. Mm-hmm. So I do hope that, obviously he's thinking about this, but I do hope that he's just really clear on his ask and not shortchanging himself, because at the end of the day, this is a service, and we know way too well what it's like to not know your worth and let people take advantage of you. Oh my god, did you see my quote from Mim Connect? Yo, that's
yes, don't don't let people pick your brain and then
Don't let people pick your pockets while they're really picking your brain.
Yes.
So. No, it was the other way around.
Say it.
Don't let people pick your brain when they're really picking your pockets. But it's
means it's like taking money out, like getting what they
intellectual property. Don't do me. Don't do me. Don't be giving advice to the world and letting giving your service away and not letting your value show for that. You know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's our advice to Nate. I think.
Yeah. At the end of the day, my response was, if both people are equally getting something from the deal, then you're straight. If you feel like you're giving more than the other person,
because fair exchange is not robbery.
Yeah, so look at it like that. Be strategic. And if you're the only one giving, you have to see that something's gonna come from it eventually, and that's like kind of guaranteed, you know.
Facts. So yeah, I think that's it for this week's second episode, but really first episode, because it's going to be posted next week.
Yeah, this will be going up next week Friday, but it's fine.
It's all good. So on that note,
we about to peace out.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.